This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
Across Michigan and across the nation, there have been reports of violence against people. MLive reports police say a man beat a cab driver of East African descent in Grand Rapids and repeatedly yelled, "Trump." In Marquette, there are reports a white man shoved a black woman to the ground and said, "I hope President Trump does what he says he's going to do. He should send you all," and I'll insert the N-word, "back to Africa." Students at Royal Oak Middle School taunted Latino classmates by chanting, "Build the wall." In Ann Arbor, a white man demanded a Muslim woman remove her hijab, her head covering, or he would burn her alive. There are more, too many more. Joining us to talk about this is Susan Demas. She's the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. So what do you make of these attacks?
I feel like this is pretty unprecedented as far as what usually happens in this country post-election. I mean, a lot of us do remember the very, very close and contentious 2000 election and the recount, and tensions were high and there were protests. But to see hate crimes really spike after an election is deeply alarming, and it should be for everybody, regardless of who you supported.
You wrote a column for Eclecta Blog titled "When Post-Election Bullying Hits Home." In it, you describe how your daughter took a homemade sign to her high school. Would you describe that sign for us?
Yeah. So 2 days after the election, my daughter, who's a member of the political club at school, wrote a handmade sign that said, "We will fight for America." She crossed out, "We have failed America," because that's not a sentiment that she supports. And the sign also included things that she believes in, like marriage equality, gun control, women's rights, is supportive of people of all races. So she was walking down the hallway. This was the Thursday after the election, and a group of older boys surrounded her. And one of them actually got up on a bench, and they were all yelling, "Lock her up." And I think we're all familiar with the phrase. We heard it in a lot of Donald Trump rallies in regard to Hillary Clinton. I have to say I was rather surprised that it would be used on my 14-year-old daughter.
So how was this handled by school officials?
I feel like the school district handled it very swiftly and with sensitivity. I know that parents in other school districts had much different experiences, and that's unfortunate. But Okemos, I think, is a very diverse community, and you have a lot of very involved parents and a great staff. And the last thing that I think anybody wants to see are really harsh divisions. And I thought the superintendent, Catherine Ash, handled it very well by sending out an email district-wide, and my personal dealings with her have been great.
This incident involving your daughter has been fairly widely reported. What kind of reactions have you and your daughter received since these stories came out?
The reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. You know, I think people have been very impressed with the way my daughter handled things, and they should be. I mean, she's 14 years old. When I was in high school, I would not have handled this with such aplomb. I can tell you that. You know, not surprisingly, there have been some anonymous trolls who have said some very offensive things, but I'm a columnist. I have been for a decade, so this is not new to me. It's a little new to my daughter, but this is the world we live in. And, you know, I just hope that what this has done is made other students who felt uncomfortable in one way or another or who were targeted, maybe they understand that, you know, they can speak out and that they don't have to suffer in silence. I don't want anyone to feel like I'm equating her experience with some of those, you know, hate crime incidents that you described, because those are really violent incidents. And although, you know, they seem to involve adults, still, I understand that we're very fortunate that we didn't have that experience.
You know, and are friendly with a number of conservatives. So what are your conservative friends saying about these kinds of incidents, or this one in particular?
You know, to be honest, I feel like everything has become partisan nowadays. And while my close conservative friends have all been very supportive, some people that I'm friendly with, I, you know, have told me that they don't want to say anything publicly, lest it be construed as, you know, them being somehow disloyal. And, you know, in terms of my daughter's experience, I do think that some conservatives have felt that, you know, to say something like on my Facebook page is a declaration that, you know, they didn't quite support Donald Trump all the way, which is a really weird place to be because this is just an incident about a kid. And I certainly never expected that it would get this much attention. All I hope is something good comes from it and that maybe people are just basically nicer to each other and that other kids who feel targeted feel like they're not alone.
You're kind of getting to where I wanted to go. I mean, what's the real takeaway here? What's the lesson to be learned for your daughter?
Well, I think she unfortunately got a taste firsthand of what partisan politics has descended to in this country. You know, there's not a whole lot of civility left anymore, as you and I both know. But, you know, she has had several students at her school come up to her and tell her about their experience, and they've been very happy that she's spoken out, and that's meant a lot to her.
Susan Demas is the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics and a regular guest here on Stateside on Fridays. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Oh, thanks, Lester.